To get a feel for Erickson's work, let's start with a cut off her new CD called You Bring Out the Korean Adoptee in Me. J.R. Rosales and Guy Unsicker composed the music to fit the poem's narrative and tone, and Erickson says it's a love letter to all her fellow Korean adoptees.
You bring out the Korean adoptee in me. The snowdrift eyelids. The unripe peach arms. The knee-jerk kisses I take and say for rainy days. You know, you bring out the red button heart in me. The flashcard Korean nouns in me. The message in a bottle, but the bottle broke. The fancy chopsticks. The five-year-old Asian bob with perfectly curled bangs in me. All my pink dresses, every laced hem, every inch of frill.
Erickson identifies first as a writer. It's appropriate because it's the foundation for most of what she does.
Words make things real to me. It kind of validates my thoughts. It helps clarify things that are confusing to me. And in other ways, it liberates me because it's the language that people can understand me in. You know, if I said some of the things that I'm trying to say here, like at dinner, it just wouldn't go over well. I think I've tried.
If writing is the foundation of Erickson's expression, then being a Korean adoptee might be the earth beneath it. She says it's a key element of the CD and in her work. Erickson was adopted in Korea at 4 months of age by an American family and raised in Juneau. International Korean adoptions like hers became prevalent in the wake of the Korean War when the economy suffered and orphans needed homes. But Erickson says Korea has changed since then.
At the beginning, it was very humanitarian. It was like, oh, you know, we got to save these babies. And now Korea has one of the top 10 GDPs in the world, but continues to outsource babies. And so there's a lot of attention and a movement, actually, that's growing to really curb international adoption. And quite a few Korean adoptees are in Korea working on that.
Affecting change in the Korean adoption system is important to Erickson and a major part of why she writes and makes art, but she doesn't want to be misunderstood.
People sometimes hear that and they think it's like anti-adoption or that I'm angry at, you know, my own family, which I've never, you know, I'm so grateful for my family and I'm blessed to have had the life that I had. I'm very pro-mothers, though. I'm pro-supporting mothers, and I'm pro the belief that every mother has a right to parent their child. And Korea just has not put in the infrastructure to support single parents. And there's also a heavy social stigma on single mothers and unwed mothers and not knowing your bloodline, that kind of thing. And so those are things that are contributing, not poverty, to international adoption out of Korea right now.
While Erickson's work explores complex issues, she's not afraid to be whimsical. The piece Profile, which includes music by Alex Marvel, exemplifies this, and Erickson says it's a good representation of her work.
I wish my birth mother had Facebook. If she had Facebook, my newsfeed would repeat her name, and I could know how many carrots she cut for dinner. How the sun kisses her and skins her and calls it summer. Whether work is slow or alive and steaming, when it's not just a dark square on the street and we are in a taxi pointing, when she is counting the till at night and mixing sugar into the kimchi, she could poke me. I could poke her back.
Erickson says that creating a physical product like a CD is fulfilling.
You know, as a spoken word artist and as someone who organizes monthly events, I feel like all my work exists for 3 minutes at a time in one place and then it's gone. Poof, you know. And that was cool with me, you know, 3 minutes, poof, gone. Write a new poem next month, 3 minutes, poof, gone. But then I started looking back and I look at my hard drive and I had like over 200 rough drafts, basically, you know, where I read them once and then I moved on and I didn't revise them and I didn't send them off for publication, didn't do any of that. And so I said, you know, so maybe if I could have some time, I could work on revising some of those and maybe write some new ones and make a CD.
To hear how Erickson combines her work as a writer, a Korean adoptee, a multidisciplinary artist, and a community activist, check out the release party tonight at 7 p.m. at the Hangar Ballroom. But most of what you hear will go poof when the party's over. The permanent CD is called How to Tell If a Korean Woman Loves You.
have a photo of
for
the
K2, I'm Scott Burton.
The sun, like the bright haze could lift our own shadows. Is there only one sky showing up on both our profiles over and over across the ocean? If we were Facebook friends, she wouldn't have to call me at 4 a.m. to tell me that she's sorry. We wouldn't have to blubber in broken Korean about how wholesome we're eating. She wouldn't have to let her tears out. I wouldn't have to receive them. She could just post on my wall that she loves me, and I could like it.